tasked by the colonial government to inquire into the possibility of establishing a university in West Africa enabled the Ghanaian people to reject the original decision of the British colonial government based on the majority recommendation of the Elliott Commission that a single university be established in Ibadan in Nigeria for the whole of the then British West Africa, and got it to agree through a series of passionate interventions in the then Legislative Council and with the enthusiastic support of the farmers of Ghana to the creation of a separate university for our country on the basis of his minority recommendation. How felicitous was that decision, and how greatly it has contributed to the growth of modern Ghana. It would be wholly appropriate and not at all far-fetched to describe Joseph Bwachi Dankwa as the founder of this university, a fact which on the 75th anniversary of its existence should be vividly recalled by all of us who have been and are the beneficiaries of his work. Indeed, in many other jurisdictions where there is less heat in their politics and more attachment to the facts of the historical record, it would not have been out of place to have had this university named after him. Who knows? One day it may well happen.